This is a gentleman I consider a friend of the show. I just got to hang out with him a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Say hello to Tom Arnold. Tom, how are you, buddy?
Hey, buddy. How are you, man? You know, it's funny because people on Twitter, you know, you have your lineup, and then people are thinking, is it really me or is it going to be, what's the guy that does
Craig,
the
Craig. That's, Craig
yeah.
Gass.
Yeah. And I was like, I think it's going to be me. Right? It is me, right?
Let me tell you, I want to play a little bit for you. Do you want to hear it when we fooled Steve-O?
Oh, gosh. Okay, go for it.
I got to figure out how to play this now. This is,
I owe you. We sold out completely because of you. We sold out all our tickets because of you 100%, so thank you again.
I had a great time, and it got me to get a good relationship now with Tom Green, who has been very cool, and got to hang out with Tom Arnold.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, he was very nice, and then and Steve-O in his merchandise cavalcade.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. So Steve, as you know, has been sober for some time, not as long as Tom. And yes. Tom will tell you, and so will Steve. Tom is one of those guys where if you find out that another one of your friends is falling off the wagon or having a time, you'll go over there and help them out. I mean, you're serious about it. And
it was Steve too. Yeah, he was first. 100%.
And Steve was one of those guys where I thought there's no way he'd ever make it.
Watching that documentary, and it was rough.
But he's good. He's totally sober.
He's great. You know, he's great. He does have too much merchandise, but he's a really nice man. And I'm so happy for him.
So Craig Gass, who does a really good impression of Tom, but kind of the fast-talking, coked-up Tom.
Right.
We said, since Steve's going to be in the studio, why don't we have you go in the other room and prank call and pretend like you fell off the wagon and you need help from Steve.
And, oh, my God, this is so uncomfortable.
Oh, you know, uncomfortable is having a good relationship with Steve-O and looking him right in the eye and him feeling bad for what he thinks is you and me being a dick and egging it on.
Right, yeah.
And he's looking at me, like, disappointed, like, why are you doing this to the guy?
Yeah.
And I felt bad, but I was, thank God it was a... I'll let you hear... it's 4 minutes long, so we're not going to listen to the whole thing. We'll just listen to a couple of seconds so you get to hear it. Because Tom was also very concerned that Tampa Bay was still insisting that he was trying to get nutmeg and sweet and low whenever he can get his hands on. Here we go.
That's where it gets funny. All right, go for it.
There we go. Oh, there you go. We got Tom Arnold on the hotline. When's the last time you saw Tom?
Tom, which Tom? Tom
Arnold.
Tom Arnold, it's been, probably a good 2 or 3 years.
He was supposed to be on at 8. It's only a half hour late. Tom, how are you doing?
I was late too.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, but you obviously are in good shape. Tom?
Hey, Mike, what's going on, buddy?
How you doing? Steve-O is in the studio with us.
Yeah, what's up, Tom, dude?
Hey, Steve. Hey, buddy, how you doing? What's going on?
Hey,
are we on the air?
Yes, we're on the air. You cool? Everything okay?
No, I need to talk to Steve. Tell Steve that I just texted him and tell him I need to talk to him off the air. I couldn't make it. I know you guys wanted me there for the phone party. I couldn't do that. I just need to tell Steve to call me off the air.
You mean Steve-O?
Is that a good what Tom might sound like if he fell off the wagon? Tom?
I wonder if I would call, how far off the wagon I have to be before I call Steve-O.
That's pretty far from the wagon.
Oh, let me hear a little more. Hello.
And we got that. That's all good. I'm looking forward to seeing Steve. I'm looking forward to seeing Tom. But I just I need to talk Steve off the air. I'm really excited to be here. I'll be in Clearwater tonight. Hey, I'm not performing tonight, but I'll be in Clearwater with Craig.
What are you doing tonight?
I need to talk to Steve-O off the air. Tell him to give me.
Having problems?
Hey, I'll tell you what, man.
Listen to Steve get all sensitive.
I wonder if I've got the right number for you. I just want you to text me again, call me again, because like I said, my number's not changed.
So basically, then Steve-O just starts opening his heart up to Tom.
Right.
And then Craig Gass gets so out of control that he's telling people he needs Demerol, and then throws a nutmeg in there, and Steve doesn't even pick up on that. And then finally, finally we had to break it to him and let him know that it was not, in fact, Tom Arnold. And then, of course, I see Tom, and Tom's like, yeah, hey, great prank. I'm not mad or anything, but now people think that I'm wasted, and how do we let everybody know? And I thought, well, don't worry. We'll do it. We'll do a good job. So we got on the air and said it, but it's great to have you calling in today so everybody knows that you're all right anyway.
Well, I mean, I feel like if you say nutmeg at a certain point, that if the viewers or the listeners are stupid enough to still think it's, you know, it's me, it's funny. Poor Steve. He's such a sincere, Steve-O is such a sincere young man, too. And it was a great prank because if you know our history, like there was a time when people said, oh, we're worried about Steve-O and would you talk to him, whatever. And then it's kind of the perfect prank because it's kind of full circle. But I'm listening to the voice. It's a little, there's a little helium aspect to it, but who knows what it would be like if I went off like the 80s to me.
For some reason, yeah. I think knowing that he was going to have to face Steve-O after he was done, because Craig was in the building.
Right.
He was nervous.
Real nervous, yeah.
I wanted to push it to the point where Tom was calling us from a bridge, and he was thinking about jumping. Yeah. But Steve, finally, Craig is like, no, we got to end this. This is ridiculous. Anyway, Tom Arnold, funny, sober, and here in Sarasota at McCurdy's this weekend, all weekend long?
Yes. Yes, I'm here tonight and tomorrow night. Yes, it is so hot here.
Yeah.
There's air conditioning, so come to the show.
What do you travel by yourself?
I do. It's a little frightening. But, I feel like this. If I'm going to do, like, the last few weeks have been hectic. I was up, you know, the Trailer Park Boys? You know,
yes.
That show up,
yeah,
in,
yeah,
Canada? I did, me and Snoop went up there last week and did 3 episodes of the show, which is on Netflix, apparently. And I love that show. I'm a huge fan. And then Arnold and I went last week to do the CMT Awards. So in between the stand, it's been a hectic few weeks. But, you know, I go, you know, by myself. And, you know, when I do stand up and when I meet people between the shows. I mean, I'm out there, but then I hide my room in between.
Yeah.
But I think if you're going to do stand-up, you got to be out there with the folks. And then when you need to hide, you need to hide.
But did you ever think when you were in Iowa that there'd be a day that you'd say, well, Snoop and I went up to Canada?
Yeah, and me and Arnold.
No,
yeah.
No, never. And it was so funny because it's a show about these guys basically that live in a trailer park and sell weed and whatever, and it was so perfect for Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
When we got there, the guys that do the show, they're such good guys. I've known them a long time. But they kind of were walking me in a circle when we got to the hotel. Like, they didn't want me to see the room.
Uh-huh.
They thought that would be a problem. But I said, listen, if just sitting around smoking pot with people was my issue, I'd still be doing it. You know, it was fun.
Let me ask you, what's the proper protocol there? Because when I was on the bus with you guys before the Hard Rock show, the girl goes, do you want a drink?
Mike,
yes.
Mike, I hate to see you. Yes, ma'am. I'm on the phone with Mike Calta. Yes. Good, thank you, bye. My room service is on the way up. Oh, my gosh, they have no respect for you, Mike?
That's rude. Right. I'm friendly.
Anyway, so
did you order us something?
So I'm on the bus.
What is the protocol?
I'm on the bus beforehand, and the girl from the Hard Rock says, can I get you a drink? And I said, yeah, thanks. I'll take a Jack and Coke. And then right after I did that, I realized I'm sitting in front of what are two guys who are sober now and Tom Green, who I don't know what his mental state is. Is it proper to order a drink? So I asked Evo, I'm like, hey, is it cool? And he goes, yeah, dude, I don't care. I go, yeah, but I don't want Tom Arnold to come back and yell at me and tell me, oh, now I got to have a drink. I don't know.
Mike, I haven't had a drink since the 80s. And if it was, you know, the first year, I do remember, like, avoiding anything, but then after that, you're like, I love it when my wife has drinks because she's so much nicer to me. Yeah. I love when people smoke some pot, and I love it, you know. But the normal people like you, they do this. They don't disappear for 5 days. It has no, you know, there's no allure to having some drinks to me. I never just had drinks.
Right.
Like I wanted to be wasted.
Yeah.
Like that was so anything fun from it, and you know, watching Snoop Dogg smoke pot with those guys. Those guys are having fun.
Yeah.
So that was never fun, you know. So I love it when people relax. And you know, I'm still food. If you brought in 10 desserts, it might be an issue for me.
Right. I'm with you on that one. How old is the baby?
The baby is 26 months. And then we're having a little girl this fall, which we just said publicly, because you know when you do in vitro you don't say publicly until you're super pregnant,
right?
But yeah, that'll be where it's a miracle again. And then that's it.
Oh, boy, your world... Yeah. The world changes with a little girl, buddy. I got a 2-year-old now, a 2-year-old girl.
I know people keep saying that. What would you say is the one, what changes the most? Because people, my brother-in-law is like, oh, you know, it'll change, your life will change like never before. I said, well, when my son was born, it changed like never before. So I imagine it'll just be a little more of the same. Tell me about
having, all right, I'll tell you. So,
the one thing about a girl.
So everybody tells me before we had my first child, they said, you don't know the love that you have for anybody until you have the love of the child. And I'm like, yeah, I get it. It's my kid. I'm going to love it. But then when you have the kid, especially when you're a father and it's a little boy, it's unexplainable. Yeah. He is my son's 8 years old now. He's my best buddy. We do everything I want to do. I want to do it. Like, I don't want to hang out with my friends anymore. I want to do it with my son now that he's old enough. That's it. So people would say to me, when my daughter was born, they would go, because I would always ask my parents just when they were on the air if they had to save me or my brother, like if we were dying on a boat and they can only save one of us, who would they save? And they never want to answer, and I have to force answer. So they tried to, my mother was on the air and she tried to turn around to me and she goes, well, now you're going to have two kids. Which one do you save, your son or your daughter? And I said, are you kidding? I would step on my daughter to save my son.
Terrible.
I would, if it meant throwing my daughter in a wood chipper to save my son, I would save my son. But that was when she was first born. Now she's 2.5 years old. She's beautiful.
Decided to keep her.
Yeah, we're gonna. She for a year and a half, she used to look like Pete Rose in the '80s with her bowl haircut. You barely could tell that she was a girl. And now she's got pigtails. She's beautiful. She talks, and it's a different kind of thing. He's my buddy, and I love him, and I want to do everything with him. But she will get anything that she wants from me. There is you lose all sense of manliness around a daughter, and all you want, and all the girls you tried to bang over the years, and all the efforts you put into getting the attention of women, all you care about now is that daughter getting her. She's the only girl you ever want to give your attention to anymore.
Wow.
I hope that summed it up for you.
That makes sense, 100%. You know, my son, again, he's my biggest fan. I mean, it's crazy to have somebody that always loves you.
Like, yeah, when everybody else is telling you suck on Twitter, your son will always love you.
Right, and then the daughter would be the one woman ever who is my fan again. So
yeah,
I'm sure a lot of things will come up, and I'm very excited.
It's very obvious why Tom has decided to go back on the road and do comedy now. Certainly doesn't need the money.
Right.
He's been in 100-something movies. You get to a point where you're like, hey, I love this kid, but this guy needs to sleep in a bed by himself for a full night and have a full night's sleep and be able to relax a little bit. I get you. I feel you. Time to go on the road.
Well, you're right. Saturdays are on the road. The only time I can sleep is even though they say, oh, my wife says, oh, I'm going to get up with them tomorrow morning. You don't get to sleep.
No.
You know, when she wakes up and he wakes up, you can hear, you know, so on the road, stand up Saturday, you know, Friday nights, you sleep in Saturday. It makes it all worth it.
Yeah. The night that that I went to see you guys at the Hard Rock, I was most looking forward to spending the night alone in the hotel room after the show was over. Didn't even stay out late. But gambled a little bit, went up to my room and just spread out. Because I like to sleep with the kids, especially on the weekends. But I went and spread out, shut all the lights off, cranked the air down to where penguins couldn't survive. And that's how you have a good night. Not that you don't love the kids, you miss it.
Yeah. And then I take a big towel, put it on my bed, and order a whole bunch of food.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I try not to eat the gluten. And then I have that moment, like it's crazier than any drug thing from the 80s or any secret life. It's just me with my food, with that towel in my room. It's 20 degrees, like you said.
Yeah.
I can watch what I want on TV. Nobody's saying anything.
Yeah.
It's pretty wonderful.
I sometimes sit there and... How long have you been married to this wife?
For 5.5 years. It's a record by far.
That's good. It's a record, but also getting to the point where you're like, oh, man. I often sit there and decide... Like, I don't want to cheat on my wife, and I certainly don't want to leave her, but I wish I could have my own apartment somewhere just to go... Like a clubhouse, but like an apartment.
Right, that makes sense. It's not to cheat, it's just to have your little R&R, a little privacy.
I'd be happy just going there and watching TV or playing video games for a little while by myself, eating like a pig and leaving my clothes on the floor, and then going back home.
Yeah, that sounds perfect.
I think it would save marriages.
It's not as nefarious as what we would have done when we were younger, but it makes 100% sense to me.
Yeah, boy, I got to tell you, you must have had a hell of a time when you were in L.A. in the height of everything, and then all of a sudden you become single, and you're still partying. That must have been a fun time, man.
Well, I quit. You know, when I came to L.A. in 1988, when I moved there, you know, I brought whatever madness I had for the Midwest. And I do remember at some point, you know, I was writing, and this great job. I was writing on the Roseanne show, and I'm making all this money. And, I thought, well, this is great. Now I can party way more, and I can buy way more drugs, and I can buy, it's cheaper if you buy in bulk, you know, that kind of craziness. And at some point, somebody said, oh, yeah, you can't do that every day. And I was like, oh, well, I'm going to have to keep this a secret. But, you know, and then after, you know, but it's, I did it really hard in the 80s. Like, I am fully aware of how it would go if I did it again. Now, maybe they'll create a new drug for me somewhere down the line.
Right.
And I go, oh, that I should do. But whatever drugs and alcohol I did them as far as you could do them, and they didn't work anymore. So I have no illusions of that. But I did have fun.
Yeah. It's fun. See, I don't do any drugs at all. I've smoked pot maybe a dozen times in my life. But, man, I'm getting to a point in my age at 43 years old where I'm like, if I'm going to do drugs, I need to do them now before my heart can't handle it.
Well, here's the thing, too. When it became for me, like, oh, at first I was doing drugs with people, and then when I started isolating because people were, like, shocked or scared, and then it becomes very sad. Sad towards the end. And there's nothing you missed out on.
No, I don't want to be the guy at the skate. I don't want to be the guy at the skate park getting high with the 18-year-old kids.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that old creep will buy us beer when we're done getting high. Be that guy.
Right.
We're talking to Tom Arnold, the real Tom Arnold. He will be at McCurdy's Comedy Club in Sarasota this weekend. A great place to see comedy. And Tom, I just saw him do stand-up. Two shows at the Hard Rock. I did not know there were two shows that night. I got there and they were like, well,
I did not either.
They were like, the first show. I'm like, first show? So, see Tom, you'll enjoy him doing stand-up. And I'll tell you, I'm not going to blow it here on the air, but hearing you talk about James Cameron and Arnold Schwarzenegger and you getting the part in that movie was a great story. Yeah, you're going to get a lot of stories from Tom. He's got a lot of things to tell you about. And I had never heard that before. So people should look forward to hearing that.
Well, thank you, buddy. I really appreciate it. It was fun to work with you. I'd love to do it again, especially since you sold us out.
Listen.
Welcome to you.
Anytime, you know, anything you need, we're always here for you, especially if while you're here you need nutmeg over the weekend, contact me, and we'll take care of you.
I may very well. Happy Father's Day Sunday, too.
Hey, same to you, buddy. Good luck with the new baby. And you'll trust me, next time I see you, it'll probably be next year. And you'll be like, you were totally right about the daughter. Once it comes out, you'll realize what's happening.
Oh, my gosh, I can't wait. Well, thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. I love you, buddy.
Take it easy, Tom. Good talking to you. Bye. There you go. Tom Arnold.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.